Hello, welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks for being here. We are recording pretty early in the week. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling like we don't have like too much to cover on pop culture this week.
Yeah.
Because as we're recording, well, I think Dancing with the Stars has aired, right?
Yes. Today, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, we don't have like updates. Like I have no idea who went home. It's a double elimination tonight.
On Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Oh, probably yeah. For the best, but.
Yeah. So night two, double elimination. Maybe who do you think is getting eliminated night one?
I think this is why I think he's getting eliminated, because I can't even remember what his name is.
Okay.
It's Britt's partner.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's Eric Roberts.
Thank you.
And I think he's also going home.
Yeah.
And I kind of think maybe Tori Spelling.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think Anna Delvey has now too much like hype around her.
Yeah.
Like I feel like she's probably getting some votes just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, the guy from Family Matters, like, I don't know. I think he has like a fun personality. I could see him staying like a teensy bit longer. I'm just like trying to think of the ones that are like,
yeah,
that is interesting.
They're definitely in the running to be gone soon.
Yeah, yeah. But I think for sure Britt's partner, Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of also think that Brooks and Gleb won't last like super long.
I hate them.
I think she needs to like show, well, I don't know. I was going to say, I think she needs to show like a little bit more personality or something, which we have
her
time.
Entire personality is just talking about the fact that she's hot and he's hot and they're hot together.
Literally.
And it's like, yeah, we know.
I know. It's just like them being sexual together.
Like, I don't have an emotional attachment to that. So
I don't either. So yeah, I mean, they're like not, I don't know, because they're obviously trying to make them the couple that's like falling in love or whatever, but it's like not them falling in love. It's just like them being
wanting to
sexual.
Bang each other.
I know. Yeah. So I feel like people are not like really falling in love with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it just is like, it doesn't come off super like authentic, I think. But
I know.
I will say, I do think Gleb glowed up a little this season.
Oh, really? He's always a good looking man, I think.
I didn't really like his long hair.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
But I really like short hair. That's probably why.
Yeah.
But
you know who people do think has some like serious chemistry is Sasha and Jen. Like if you go read the comments on TikTok,
really?
Yeah, everyone is like, okay, it's happening. Like they're getting together. Like,
I mean, like we said last week, like personality wise, like they are kind of cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah, they
be kind of awkward.
They definitely have chemistry. I don't know that it's like real relationship
like,
chemistry,
yeah,
but
like
they're
romantic.
Like, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I think like they're such a good pairing together.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're fun to watch. And like, I'm not like really a big fan of Sasha, but
yeah,
this
whatever.
Is probably the most I've like ever liked him in a pairing.
Yeah.
So anyway, kind of fun, but yeah, I guess
so fun.
To be determined, like we'll see who goes home.
All I know is I saw a little clippy clip of Joey's dance.
Oh wait, you
and
sent
I was
to me, and I didn't watch it, but
floored.
Really?
I
so good.
Was in love, which I mean we always already are, but like mm-hmm. Wow. Just wow. Cannot wait to see it again. Yeah.
Yeah. He's so surprisingly good.
Yeah.
You know whose dance I did see on TikTok was Riley and Stevens.
Oh, how was it?
So good. It's just like, again, I mean, I was raving about them last week, but it's just like so refreshing to see Riley with a partner who's just like giving it his all. Like he is really giving it his all. So yeah, it was like, really good. It was like I think it was the Paso Doble.
Okay.
Anyway, it was good.
I can't remember if Joy's was like the rumba. Can't remember, but
well, I can't wait to watch tomorrow, but
very exciting.
Yeah, we will have you updated next week on our next episode. We will be updated and
yes
be a little bit more updated on pop culture then.
Yeah.
We are just recording a little early this week. So
a few things have happened though in the like 3 days that I've seen you last. I wanted to talk about Sabrina Carpenter's mm-hmm. tour, kicking off her short and sweet tour in Ohio. Mm-hmm. First of all, I am just in distress and complete denial that I won't be going. I don't know what I was thinking trying to save $400. Like, what did it even matter? Like, should have just gone. Like, what was I thinking? Honestly, might still try to go. Obviously, you guys know I love her so much. But I had full body chills watching, like, the TikToks. Mm-hmm. She's so talented.
Tell me, like, which parts you've seen.
Okay, so I've seen parts of Taste.
Have you seen the intro?
Like, yes,
the
full intro? The full intro.
Okay, full intro is so cute.
It's like old Hollywood glam, kind of like
the bathtub scene.
Yes, the bathtub scene. Yeah. And then she like walks on stage in a towel. She's like in her penthouse. Mm-hmm. And then she like drops the towel and it's like the cutest like pink little bubblegum pink outfit. Mm-hmm. She's so cute. It's just like all like old Hollywood glam, like big city penthouse vibes. I just loved it so much.
Have you seen the Daniel stuff?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's like at the beginning of, okay, I think Juno, like it's right, oh, like right, okay, before she sings Juno.
Okay.
There's this man in the crowd. He's got to be like front row or something.
Okay.
And she's like, "What's your name?" And he's like, he says his name, whatever. She's like, "What is it?" And he's like, "Daniel," or whatever. She's like, "Oh, Daniel." She's like, "You are so hot."
Oh, wait. Yes, I did see that. And she's, yes,
like, talking to him and like flirting with him. And apparently she threw like pink handcuffs at him. Oh, and it was like a whole thing. And then saying, "Juno."
What I wouldn't give to be Daniel.
I know, literally. But anyway, so I'm wondering if that's going to be like, you know, always an occurrence.
Okay,
at every
cute
show or something. But
she can get away with it.
I know,
she can get away with anything.
She's just so funny,
so good.
But yeah, all
she
the
really
clips
is
I've seen too, and all the outfits and just everything.
It's iconic,
so cute and fun. So.
Yeah,
and the set list is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see like the spin the bottle thing?
No.
So at one point, she played like spin the bottle.
Okay.
And so she spins the bottle in the middle of like, I think it was like a heart, but okay, it had like 1, 2, 3, and 4, whatever. Yeah. So whichever number the bottle like landed on, she sang like a cover of the song. So I think she sung like Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I did see the Mamma Mia portion. I didn't see the spin the bottle part though.
Yeah.
Dude, the bed chem.
Oh yeah,
the Bedchem song was so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm dying. Well, yeah, I'm very sad, but very happy for anyone who gets to go. And I will be living through every single place on TikTok, every single location.
Same. If anyone TikTok has two tickets to the short and sweet tour for
We
B&A
Shall Buy.
Haley and I are looking.
Yes.
Looking to purchase, so please.
I'll trade you for my Billie Eilish tickets.
Are you still going to Billie Eilish?
I am as of now.
When is that? November?
November.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or December?
Who wants to buy Haley's Billie Eilish tickets? Someone take them off the hands. My sisters were like serious about wanting to buy them until they heard it was Colorado.
Yeah, and Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which she's like so wildly talented. So I know if I go, like, I'm sure I'm going to love it, but I'm just like, it's just kind of far.
You know what? And I'm going to say it right now. I have fully fallen off the Billie Eilish train.
Yeah.
Like fully. I'm sorry.
She was just a brat this year.
She was a brat this year.
I just
and
like,
I'm not
I
into
didn't
it
understand why she was so bratty. It really turned me off to her big time.
Me too.
But I've like seen a couple like live videos of like her singing a couple songs on her album and they're so good.
I don't care. I think she's talented and I've always thought she's talented.
Yeah,
but
I will
not put up with the brattiness.
With the brattiness. I know. It's just like not a cute look.
It's not. And you know what? And she's too young to be acting like that conceited.
Yeah,
like,
it's so true.
Not that like it looks better if you're old, but do you know what
I
mean?
It's like you haven't like been around that long and gone through the difficulties that maybe some other like singers and artists have, you know, that are more seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's just a brat. But who knows? Stay tuned.
Fully fallen off the Billie Eilish train. So if anyone wants to take Haley's tickets, I don't want her going
like
to that concert.
Yeah, Chelsea's like, either that or I'm going to need a new host on the podcast.
I will be disowning Haley if she goes to that concert.
Oh, man. Yeah. But anyway, what else do I have? I have some things on Mr. P. Diddy, which honestly, I don't even know if I want to call him P. Diddy anymore. I think I just want to call him Sean Combs because I don't want to, you know, give him any credit or any like name he wants to be called by. I don't think he deserves anymore. Obviously, like, there have been rumors about P. Diddy for a really long time. Like, it's not really like it's anything new that like P. Diddy's name is circulating and it has bad negative things attached to it, but like now he's under arrest, like there's been more, you know, like proof of a lot of the allegations against him. But one thing I wanted to bring up that I thought was super interesting was his late, I want to say they were married, so his late wife, maybe even ex-wife, but mother of his children. So she died, and she had these like alleged diary entries that were published. She was going to publish them when she was alive and then didn't. And apparently one of her friends published them for her recently, like within the last like week.
Okay.
And these diary entries spill a lot of like tea about Sean Combs, Diddy, dark secrets.
Okay. Tell
it's
me
only
more.
Like 60 pages. So I'm going to read
it. It's a lot.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess when I say only, it's just because like, I read a lot of books and they're obviously like they're longer than that, right? So I'm like 60 pages, like I can read that. But yeah, thinking of it from a perspective of diary, it is a lot.
I haven't heard anything about this. So
it's called Kim's Lost Words. But yeah, it's 60 pages. I'll let you know if I read it. But yeah, a friend published it for her. And like,
well, do you know anything about it?
The like, only things that I know is that it talks a lot about like the domestic violence that she like experienced, and a lot about the parties that he used to throw, and even giving more like proof that like Justin Bieber was involved and fell victim to Diddy's crimes.
Oh my gosh, the Justin Bieber stuff is making me so sad,
dude. It is so,
I mean, all it of is, it makes me sad, but
yeah. It is so, like, heartbreaking. I think it's because, like, obviously he came into the music industry when he was so young and so impressionable. And then to get a mentor who was huge in the music industry. And then for that person to corrupt you to that level.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, apparently there was, like, so much, like, coercion on, like, Diddy's end where, like, he would basically, like, get people to do certain things and then use it as blackmail against them to do worse things. And so like a lot of celebrities have stayed quiet about it because he has dirt on them, you know? And I'm just like, I kind of feel bad for Justin because I'm like, he was so young and now it's like he has his family and I just don't like want things to come out that would like potentially really hurt him in one way or another because I'm just like, I feel like he was a victim, if it's true in a lot of it, right? And so I just, I don't know. It's so gross. It's so bad. But anyway, I'm going to probably read those diary entries unless it's like too much for me to handle and then I won't be doing that.
He's such a monster. Did you know that he's offering like, I think it's $52 million
for bail.
Yeah, he's been denied house two times. And his mother's house. Because his house is like $50 million and his mother's is like... $2 million. So
it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm so glad they've denied him bail twice by now. And yeah, I just, it's so sad. Honestly, don't even go down the TikTok rabbit hole because it's depressing.
It is
depressing.
It's so sad.
Yeah. What about you? What do you have?
Only other thing I had, I just kind of wanted to like touch on the Taylor, Frankie Paul and like Dakota breakup situation.
Yeah.
Tell
us a little bit about what you've seen.
I don't know. I mean, I really wanted to just ask you if you thought it was like real or not. All I've seen is that, well, cause she had said in like an interview or something that they like weren't together, but like not fully broken up. And then I had heard that the reason,
what does that even mean?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they have a baby together, so I'm sure it's like more gray than black and white. Fair. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, she didn't say this. I think he said it, but he did not like the way that like the show had portrayed him. And apparently
you
she
got a bad edit, Dakota.
I know. But apparently, like, I guess in the article I read or whatever, she had like made him be on the show, and so perhaps he's feeling a little resentful. I don't really know, but that's what I've heard. I just don't know that I'm really like so believing the breakup, you know what I mean?
Like,
or
in, yeah,
maybe I am believing the breakup, but like I don't think it's going to last.
No,
I'm not taking it too
they'll
seriously
be back together for sure. I am. Here's the thing, Mr. Dakota, you don't slide in to a TikTok star DMs who just went through a very public, I don't even know if you would call it a tragedy. No, a scandal. Mm-hmm. A scandal. And not be looking for fame, for clout. So I don't believe for one second that he didn't want to be a part of the TV show. Give me a break.
Me either.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
He's just mad he got a bad edit, quote unquote, which I'm like, dude, I don't even think he got a bad edit, though. I don't think it portrayed him like to be a bad person. I just think it more so I was just kind of like, are you like all there? Are you okay?
Yeah.
And like, I just think, I don't know. Like, I didn't leave like feeling like he was a bad person or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just would kind of like left kind of feeling like he was like a little bit dumb.
No,
and
totally.
Like head in the clouds. Yeah, and just kind of like,
it's not like a Zach situation where everyone thinks
he's
just like
a villain.
The worst guy ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. I mean, there were things about Dakota that definitely like triggered me, but I, not in the way like you're saying, like not in like a villain way where I think he's like such a bad guy.
Yeah.
And Taylor had said in an interview or whatever that he has like a really like nice soft side that like the show didn't really show or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm sure he does. Like,
yeah.
And I've seen his TikToks and like he can be like funny and, you know, like whatever. Like, I'm sure he's got some charm to him.
Yeah.
Like whatever. But you know, I also don't really think he got like a super bad edit. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I really just think that they have like a lot of underlying issues. And
I think
they probably are kind of on and off all the time. And they'll be back together by our next episode.
Sure, they'll be back together.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I kind of think she should leave him, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think
neither of them are good for each other. Period.
No, they're not. And I think like, honestly, if she didn't have a baby with him, I think like they wouldn't be together.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously they aren't now, but yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I don't see that lasting either, which speaking of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, I'm very excited that Whitney's going to be on The Squeeze, which is Taylor and Taylor Lautner's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I've never listened to their podcast.
Oh, you haven't?
No, but I've seen it like around, you know.
It makes a lot of sense to me that she would go on that podcast because this is going to be like her first time speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very like, it's like a mental health podcast.
I saw that.
Yeah. I've listened to a few episodes of their podcast and I like it. It's not like my favorite podcast.
Okay.
But yeah, I will definitely be tuning in. It comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. Their trailer looked like they're asking her some pretty like tough questions. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I just like know Whitney's personality type though. And I'm like, I know already that she's probably going to play the victim card a lot, but who knows? Maybe, maybe, just maybe, it won't be that way. And I'll feel like some genuineness coming through my headphones.
She'll take some accountability.
Who knows? You never know. But Demi did. Sorry. Now we're getting a little down the rabbit hole. Just one more thing. Mm-hmm. Demi did go on TikTok within the last couple of days and was like, there's been a lot of rumors that like everything you've seen is not true. That like all the drama is fake because Whitney's been in some of our TikToks. She's like, no, we are like contractually obligated to do TikToks to promote the show. Everything you've seen is real. And like, she didn't say like flat out we're not friends, but basically. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, just in case any of you are questioning that.
Yeah. She basically like just said that like they would never like make up drama for the show.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like anything. She's like, yeah, things were like edited in certain ways that maybe mm-hmm. weren't exactly how they were. But like anything that happened like relationship wise was like authentic.
Yeah, it seems to me, just like based off of TikTok comments and stuff, that Michaela is the one that has the most problems with Whitney. She seems really bothered.
Yes.
Everyone else is kind of like
whatever now.
Yeah, it seems like it's okay.
I think it's because we didn't get a lot of Michaela's story, but like her and Whitney were, besides Whitney and Macy, like the closest. Mm-hmm. And so I think she feels like especially burned.
She said in the Vile reason. Files podcast, I think it was the Vile Files podcast. She roasted her
in the Vile Files
podcast. Yeah, yeah, she did. But she said that she, like Whitney owed her the most of like an apology. Yeah. Mm. So for whatever reason.
Well, yeah, we shall see. So if you're interested in that, tune in to that. I think that drops tomorrow. So
yeah, tomorrow.
I don't know what day is tomorrow, the 25th.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
Long before this episode is out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anything else you have for pop culture?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Well, this week, Haley and I, we are doing a good old-fashioned Q&A. And we got some really interesting questions.
You guys are obsessed with our sex life.
Obsessed.
Oh my gosh, the amount of questions we got about our sex life, like in-depth questions. I was like, oh my goodness.
You know, we did get a lot of sex questions. We got a lot of just like really interesting questions, like the questions I would never think to ask to anyone submit. In a Q&A, but like whatever. I'm like,
I'm so grateful you guys submitted though.
Yeah, thank you so much. We needed to be scrappy this week. So yeah, here we are.
This week was one of those weeks where we're like, okay, what are we pulling together for the audience this week?
For the audience.
Good old Q&A.
Yeah.
All right, should we start out?
Yeah, let's do it.
What's one thing you wish you could do differently as a mom?
Ooh. Okay, well, I mean, oh my gosh. It's like so many things. I mean, differently, I wish, when did we talk about this in our last episode? I wish I wasn't such a yeller. I wish that, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I was just like more maternal, more of like a gentle parent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what I'm trying to
say. Like maybe more like naturally nurturing.
Yes, because I've never felt that I am.
Like especially in the thick of things, like when it's kind of like chaos or you just feel like they need to like be comforted.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I also wish that like I had like maybe like a career of my own or like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just I wish, not saying that I'm like a horrible example for my kids, but I wish that I was like a little bit better of one, you know, someone that I would like to see my kids look to as an example. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe that's my answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts running through my head, but.
All I'm going to say is you're doing an amazing job and you're a really good mom.
Thank you.
And yeah, you care so much about your kids. It's very obvious. So it's very hard to be a mom. I think it would be very easy as well to like sit and pick apart everything I wish I could do better because or differently. Because there's also a lot of things. I think like the thing that came to my mind immediately though was just that I just wish I could be more present with them. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for me like in the day to day to like, I don't know, I just feel like I always have like so many things that I like need to do or want to do, and then it's just kind of like, and now I'm like running my kids like to school and to activities, and it's just like in the moments when I'm home and I just like need a break, mm-hmm. I just feel like I sometimes tune out, you know, and like, I don't know. I just feel bad about that sometimes and wish I could have a little bit better, I don't know, tolerance for being present with them more throughout the day.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I think we all struggle with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard to need to be present with your kids, but also need to just like have some you time for 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, no, totally agree.
How many people have you kissed?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't want to be like, so many, I don't know, but I literally like don't know the number.
But actually so many, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's so funny because like I think about it and I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure like the average person has probably kissed more people than me. But yeah, like at the same time, it's I have not counted them.
Well, considering and you also, got married when you were 20 and didn't have your 20s of kissing people.
Exactly. And yeah. But like also like if I were to go back and try to remember like all the people that I've kissed, like I just think I would forget some. You know what yeah. I mean? I don't know.
Some were definitely forgettable.
I don't know. So I truly don't know.
Would you guesstimate like 20s, 30s?
Yeah.
Higher?
Something. Something.
I would say I'm probably like in the 60s range.
Okay. Well, you said that you stopped counting at like 35, and I was impressed that you counted that far.
And that was my freshman year of high school. This was so bad. Gosh. Me and my friend had like a little bet going on of who could kiss the most people that year. Okay. So that's why I remember.
Were those the good days or were those the good days?
They were the good days. So. They were so... the only worry in my life being who was I going to make out with that weekend, those were the good days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hard days too, I guess, but they were good.
Yeah. Okay, what is your biggest insecurity? Oh my gosh, do we have time in this episode?
Yeah.
I would say I'm decently I'm pretty insecure about a lot of things. I don't even know what my biggest one would be.
Yeah,
honestly, not to be like such a downer and so sad, but
well, that's like reality, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah,
for most people.
Yeah, and I think it also depends on like the time of your life too. Like there's definitely been more times in my life where I've been more confident and whatever.
Yeah.
This is not like the highest point I've ever been at. So anyway, I don't know what my biggest, I know it's okay. No one apologize. It's really okay. I know I'll have highs, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really know what my biggest one would be. Sorry. That answer sucks, but
no, that's okay. I think that's relatable. I was like trying to decide, I was like, are we talking like physically or like,
I know,
are we talking like more personality wise? I think I'm gonna go with the personality wise, just because if I say my physical one, then everyone will just stare at that every time they see me, and I don't need it being drawn more attention to it. So I would say like the thing I'm most insecure about in like social settings with my personality is just like talking too much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I just feel like a lot of times I'll leave social gatherings and be like, what did I say? Like, did I talk too much? Like, did I share too much? Did I, like, those thoughts circulate a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say, like, that's probably my biggest, like, personality insecurity.
Interesting.
Which is funny since I have a podcast and just talk everybody's ears off every week.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
Yeah. Okay, of course I have to read this one.
I'll read it.
It's fine. Pubic hair or clean shaven slashed waxed?
I mean, I definitely prefer to be clean shaven, just like personally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I can like keep up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could really pick what I would prefer, I would just have laser hair removal.
Same, girl.
Yeah. And we'd never have to worry about it. But yeah. Anyway,
that's how I am. Like, honestly, if it weren't so much upkeep, I'd be clean shaven all the time just because I like it better. But yeah, I mean, who's got the time every day?
Who's got the time?
And who doesn't get razor bumps if they shave every day? So, and I don't wax. I've gotten waxed one time right before my honeymoon, and probably wouldn't do that again. I don't know. I mean, it was fine, but like, I just feel like it grew back quicker than I was like, expect. It wasn't worth the pain, I don't think, for how quick it grew back. So
yeah, I feel like it takes a good 3-4 times.
Oh really? Like consistently doing it?
Yeah. To really notice.
Oh,
like
maybe I would.
Good difference. I don't know. I mean, I just want laser hair removal, so
I do too, so bad.
I don't want to go get waxed. I want to just get lasered.
One One day.
What's one thing you wish you would have done in your 20s before settling down? And like, why are these questions just like, I have so many answers. I think the main thing for me is, I mean, I went to aesthetic school and I got my, license in that, but I have always really wished that I would have like gone to college. And I know mm-hmm. you can like be married and go to college. Okay. Yeah. But like, I do think like it would have been nice to like go to school and like have a career before you like got married. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And I mean, when you get married at like 19, 20, it's yeah. just like, you have no idea like yeah. what, like where your life is going. You're yes. just so young. So it's kind of just how it went, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my answer.
I get it. I'm still like dumbfounded that I got married at 20.
It's crazy to think about. It really is
crazy to think about. Yeah. I mean, I just wish I wouldn't have settled down in my 20s. I wish I would have met Vince like maybe in my like late 20s, you know? Mm-hmm. I just like really wish that I could have gone to college in a place I never lived, specifically in like a big city. I just think it would have been so fun to go to school in a big city and like have that experience and like somewhere like way far away from home. I just feel like when you do that, you learn to like appreciate home more. You appreciate your family more. Mm-hmm. You learn how to like live like financially better. Like, I don't know. I just think so many experiences, and then just like seeing just a different place and different cultures. And yeah. So,
yeah. So many things, honestly.
So many things. Okay. Speaking of, do you ever wish you hadn't got married in the temple?
No.
Yes.
Me? I mean, no. No. Like, I have never wished that.
Yeah. Happy with your choice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. And your answer is just yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's obvious, like, for me. Like, of course, being post-Mormon, like, I wish I wouldn't have gotten married in the temple for, like, obvious reasons. I don't really feel like I have to explain that. You know what I mean? So yeah. The only thing I will say is I would have definitely worn a completely different wedding dress. So.
Oh, my. Well, we can't talk about what we regret about our weddings.
That's a whole nother story.
Forever. Okay. Favorite/least favorite quality about your husbands?
About our husbands? Savage.
Okay. Least favorite quality about David.
I love how you're starting with least and not favorite.
Well, yeah. We gotta
yeah,
like,
yeah, we gotta
compliment
end on
sandwich. I would say David has the tendency to be a little OCD about things. And yeah, it can make my life a little more complicated than I think it needs to be. Favorite quality about David? Wow, there are so many. Don't laugh. Like, there really are. David is so like, he's so funny. He's so just like genuinely himself. David is, he comes off like harder on the outside than he really is. He's actually like really, really like a sweet and tender person. Mm-hmm. David is like such like a 50-50 partner with me.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah, he just like helps me do everything around the house and with the kids. And he has just always treated me just like so lovingly. Like, I know Haley doesn't think this, but I think he's like very golden retriever energy. Like, I just
I do not think that.
I do. I just think that he's just like the most loyal, like, he's just like good to his core. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, I could say so many things, but yeah, I truly just believe he's just like so good.
Yeah, I so, love that.
Yeah,
sorry Vince, you're not getting a whole monologue because
sorry Vince,
didn't think about all that. No, just kidding. But I would say my least favorite quality about Vince would be that he doesn't always, okay, like if I come to him with a situation and I just want him to be like, yeah, that sucks. F that person. He always plays devil's advocate. That's what it is. Devil's fucking advocate.
He does play devil's advocate. He's always giving people benefit of the doubt.
Oh.
Which is a problem I have too. But you're right.
Yeah. So no matter what, he's always like fully on my side. But he definitely like wants to give people benefit of the doubt. Even if they don't deserve it. And I probably lean the other way. I probably am too hard on people that deserve more grace. So I guess we balance each other out. I would say my favorite qualities are that he makes our life really fun. He's always like much more lighthearted and just like kind of like willing to like, I don't know, just like if I'm really stressed, like he's trying to like liven the situation, you know what I mean? And like he makes things really fun for the kids and always making jokes whether they're funny or not. And then I would just say like he's very, very supportive of me and like what I really want, and especially like career wise or like if I have any like goals, he's my number one fan, so he's my cheerleader. Yeah.
You got a monologue, Vince.
Oh, yeah. I guess I just gave you a monologue. Sorry. Yeah. All right. Have you ever kissed a girl? Would you ever?
Okay. I mean, yes, I have. I feel like the question, like, would you, is like so strange.
Probably not relevant to two married women.
Yeah. I'm just like, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I really, let's see. I've kissed two girls.
Yeah.
They're both like my best friends. And yeah. It's like not a serious situation.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I've also only ever kissed my best friends.
I know. And I feel like, I don't know. That's like, I feel like it's not like such a weird thing for girls.
It's because you're not like going out and like romantically pursuing another woman. You know what I mean? Like that I've never done. You know?
Yeah, I just feel like it's not like it's not as uncommon as you would think it is or something.
It's just not that juicy of a detail because I feel like most women have. Actually, I think it's kind of weird if you haven't like kissed your girl best friend, at least in high school and like college.
Like, do we need to make out?
Yeah. Are we about to make out after this? Okay. Die.
If you could have gone on any reality TV show when you were single and in your mid-20s, so specific, what would it have been?
That is very specific. I know.
Single and in mid-20s. I'm like, why is just like The Bachelor like coming to mind? I'm like, what else would I be on? I don't even know. I think I said, I can't remember which episode it was, but I think I said in an episode that I would like want to go on The Circle.
I think that I would be fun. You saying that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really think I'm like made for reality TV.
Really?
Yeah. No. Like really?
Yeah. Trying to think. There's just so many reality TV shows. I'm like.
So many.
Yeah. I feel like if I were to go on like a dating one, I think probably The Bachelor.
Yeah,
I just think there's like nothing every, you know what, actually no, I think at this point I'd go on Love Island actually, because it's okay. Kind of like a mixture of The Bachelor and Too Hot to Handle, but not as trashy as Too Hot to Handle, but still like a little bit trashy.
That's still trashy,
you know what I mean? It'd probably have to be Love Island.
What about like Love is Blind?
Okay, and actually like experience wise, like Love is Blind would be fun. Really cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you like live with all the girls, but then you're like dating these guys behind walls. Like it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think if it were more of like a game competitive show, I think I would choose Big Brother. Which I don't know if many people like have watched Big Brother. If you haven't, it's so good.
Big Brother is so popular.
It's so good. But it's kind of like, yeah, you like all live in the same house together and there's like competition parts of it. But then there's also like just like strategy parts. And then there's also like times that people have like had relationships. And I don't know. It's just kind of like a good, I don't know, mix of a lot of things. So probably one of the two.
Fun.
Yeah. All right. What's the worst thing someone could say about you?
I'm trying to think of like what would genuinely hurt me. I mean, it would depend on who said it to.
Yeah, true.
But I think, because I actually think I have like pretty decently thick skin.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess, you know, I hate to like let people down. So I think like if I found out I like disappointed someone, or like if someone like thought that I was like super fake, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would just hate to like let people that I care about down.
Yeah.
In any way. So probably something like that.
Yeah. Like that would bother you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I think like maybe if just someone felt like I wasn't genuine. Mm-hmm. I think like being misunderstood. I've always like hated being misunderstood, and I've felt misunderstood a lot of my life. So I think, yeah, like just if someone was like questioning if my like intentions, or if like I was genuine in general, I think that would bother me and mm-hmm. hurt my feelings. Current favorite makeup product.
Okay, so I haven't been like as into makeup as I used to be,
mm-hmm.
but I'm really liking right now, it's the Color Science sunscreen.
Oh.
And it's like a tinted sunscreen.
Oh.
So yeah, I've been really liking that. Okay. Just like a,
where do you get that?
Wider look. You can get on like Amazon.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe like, I have to see if you can get it in like Sephora or Ulta. But yeah, you can get it off Amazon.
Okay, nice. Always love a good tinted sunscreen. Just like a good sunscreen. Because it's like something I put on my face every day. So it's nice to have a good one. I would say my favorite is my Glossier. Is that how you say it? Glossier. Mm-hmm. I think it's called like balm.com. But it's like their lip, like a lip product. Comes in like a squeezy tube. Mm-hmm. I got their like limited edition like hot cocoa.
Oh yeah, they have really
flavor,
good like,
whatever. But the color is just so good. It's like the perfect fall color. It's like a mix of like a brown and a red, but like it's subtle because it's more of like a lip balm.
Uh-huh.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably my favorite thing right now. I got it when I was in Chicago.
I know, there's so many fun makeup products. I like want to get back up on the makeup train.
Yeah, it's a fun expensive hobby.
It is an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If a movie was made about you, what celebrity would you want to play you?
Okay. This is like so random because I've actually thought about this many times before.
In depth. Okay.
And it's someone that like, I think most people will know, but it's Diana Agron.
Oh, and Aragorn.
She plays...
she's Quinn off of Glee.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aragorn. Gron. A-G-R-O-N.
Aragorn.
There's an R in there.
Yeah, Aragorn.
There's a fucking R in there. Where's the R, Chelsea? When are you going to say the R?
I thought that's how you say her name. I know exactly who you're
You know
what
I'm talking about.
I know exactly. So cute. I love her.
I love her. I love her mannerisms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love her face.
Yeah, she's so beautiful.
And not that I think we look similar, because we don't, but I think like when you are thinking of someone that would play you, you don't want to be thinking of like someone way off.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. She's blonde, I'm blonde, you know.
Right.
That's the only qualifications that matter. Mm-hmm. No, but like I love her, and I just think she's cute and fun, and like I love her quirks, and yeah.
Cute. Yeah, yeah, she's so cute.
I really like her. Anyway.
I did not expect that answer. You know what? Who would play me, Haley? Like Cameron Diaz. Have I ever told you at Pinner's about the Pinner's conference situation?
No.
Once upon a time, I went to Pinner's conference, and me and my mom were ordering food.
Okay.
And the lady who was getting our food, whatever, she was like, "You look just like Cameron Diaz." I was taken aback so much. I was like, excuse me? I've never been told that.
Thank you. I could see it.
Never in my life have I been told that. And she was just like, wow, like, does everyone see this? She's like showing everyone in the kitchen. And I was just standing there like, can I get my chicken tenders?
Oh my God.
Like, mortified. Anyway, I've been told by one person in my life that I look like Cameron Diaz, was the Penner's conference lady. I have she no idea.
Very who confident would play me. In that.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. I don't know who would play me.
I don't know. I just feel like whoever would play you, like they would have to like really understand sarcasm and know how to play yes. that type of character.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I have no idea. Sorry, my answer sucks. I don't know.
No, that's okay. It is a hard question.
I haven't given it a thought like Haley.
Yeah, I've given it lots of thought. No, I need to. So. What would be your death row last meal?
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'm thinking of like some of the best food I've ever eaten.
Okay,
go. Would have to be in New York City because that's the best food I've ever eaten.
Yeah, it's superior.
Yeah. Let me think. There was this Italian food I ate in New York City.
Serve that up.
We're getting so slap happy right now. It's so late. I don't know.
It couldn't be any Italian food in Utah. It has to be New York City.
No, no. Only in, what is it? Little Italy?
Yeah, only Little Italy.
No. I'm really thinking about, like, my death row meal. Like, I'm thinking about, like, my childhood, like my mom cooking a roast and like baked potato or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that answer is probably boring, but it's like your comfort meal.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, your comfort meal before you die.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about you? Like sushi? Like what?
Yeah, mine would be a appetizer of pizza.
Oh, okay.
And then an entree.
What is my
of sushi of nigiri.
Appetizer of pizza. I love it.
Nigiri. And finishing off with creme brulee.
I didn't even think about dessert.
Yeah, what would be your last dessert?
I don't know.
And a whole thing of ice cream?
No. I'm more of like a cheesecake gal.
Oh, sorry. That was the end of mine.
Oh, ice cream for you?
Yeah, that's my palate cleanser at the end.
Okay, your cleanser. My cleanser, cheesecake. Okay, we got to move away from this question.
Now we're getting hungry.
Okay, if you could have any celebrity on the pod as your guest, who would it be?
This is one that I'm like stumped.
I feel like Haley and I would be doing good to get any celebrity on the podcast. Okay?
Yeah,
would be
even a local
flying high
C-list Utah celebrity.
No, but honestly, if we will have like first people that came to mind were honestly cast of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah,
I was like, they are just like the hot topic right now.
Yeah,
you know. Fair. But yeah, I mean, we would really be soaring high.
Yeah,
if we could have any celebrity on the podcast,
honestly though. So, yeah. I'm like trying to think like who would I die to like have a conversation with, but I don't know. I really don't know.
You really don't know?
Oh my gosh, I know.
Even if you could have a like,
oh my gosh, I know who it would be. It would have to be Sarah Jessica Parker.
Really?
Yes, because Sex and the City is probably now my all-time favorite TV show.
I still haven't watched.
And she's just so iconic, and I love her fashion sense, and she's just been around Hollywood for so long. Like, I think she'd be so interesting to interview.
Yeah.
That's who it'd have to be.
Yeah, fun.
Plus then my sister Lexi would be so jealous of me.
Yeah.
All right. My phone locked. Shit, sorry. Okay. Are you optimistic or pessimistic?
I would definitely have to say that I definitely think I'm more pessimistic than I am optimistic. I think I have my moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My knee-jerk reaction is pessimism, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Like, when you get news, and I'm not talking about, like, bad news, but when something inconvenient happens to you, my initial, I think, knee-jerk reaction is pessimism. And then I think once I process it, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to choose to be optimistic about this thing. But, yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Same.
Okay. What is your Roman Empire? Oh my gosh. This is like such the basic answer, right? But probably like just like am I going to get kidnapped, like, everywhere I walk? Like, literally make Haley, like, walk me out to my car every single night.
Yeah. Oh, I should be doing that.
Huh?
I should be doing that. I should be walking you straight to your car.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sweet I'm, like, me. Locking my car, locking doors right behind me.
Yeah.
That's probably my Roman Empire, honestly. I don't know what else I'm, like, constantly thinking about.
Mine's definitely what I'm going to eat next.
Interesting.
It's definitely my Roman Empire.
Really?
Yeah, I'm constantly thinking about food. It's really interesting because you would have thought I grew up like in a household where I wasn't fed the way my brain thinks about food, because I just feel like I'm constantly thinking about like, what am I going to eat next? What am I going to eat tomorrow? Like, always. Mm-hmm. So that's probably, you know, kind of a boring answer too. But
no, it's a good one. Okay, top three favorite desserts.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, we were just talking about desserts, but let's see. I love a s'more.
Good.
Love a s'more.
That's a good one.
Love, I'm a chocolate girl, so love, like, I don't know, a basic chocolate cake or something. What else? And then, I don't know. I just said I love cheesecake, so maybe cheesecake.
Cheesecake's good.
This is a hard one.
I would say, like, frozen yogurt, like, going and getting the flavors you want and topping it with the toppings you love.
Okay, fun. An experience.
Creme brulee.
Really?
And key lime pie.
Oh.
It's probably my favorite dessert ever.
You know, every time I think of key lime pie, I think of you.
Really?
Actually.
That's such a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Love that.
I love key lime pie too. So good.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, my father-in-law makes me one every year for my birthday.
Really? Yeah. That's so cute.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
All right. What's better, the food at Christmas time or the food during fall time? Now, when I read this, I'm kind of thinking like during the holiday season, not just like what you eat on Christmas Day. And then like during the fall season. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're thinking too? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think for me, probably honestly fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love Christmassy food too. Yeah. But yeah, I would probably have to say fall.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's so hard.
It is hard.
I love like pumpkin, of course, I'm a basic bitch, and maple. And like, I love all of that stuff so much, but I also love like peppermint mocha because I'm not really like a mint chocolate chip, like ice cream person, but for whatever reason, like a peppermint chocolate is like good to me. I don't know. I think I would have to say fall though, if I had to choose.
Yeah. Heard it here first. It's basic as they come.
Truly.
Okay, what is your favorite personality trait about yourself?
Oh.
It's hard. I mean, I have so many good ones.
I think
maybe for me, I am pretty good, I think, at like keeping things light.
I would say so.
Yeah, I have a pretty like self-deprecating personality. I'm pretty sarcastic, but I think like even in times of like spiraling, I tend to make things like a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe that.
I love that about you. And I think like, okay, not to like keep talking about Vince, but I think like you guys are similar in that way. Uh-huh. And I think that's like a lot of like why you and I jive.
Yeah.
So well.
I think Vince and I have a lot of personality traits in common.
Yeah. So great. My favorite personality trait about myself. I just would probably say that I'm resilient.
You are.
And that I just get up and live life, even though that's really hard for me sometimes in the season that I'm currently in. I think that would have to be my favorite thing about myself right now.
You're very strong.
Not me just being like surviving.
No, literally. But you are very strong.
Thank you.
So it's good that you know that about yourself.
Thank you.
What would you say is your worst habit?
Oh, geez. Oh,
my gosh. So many. I don't know. Probably that I hit the snooze button 5 million times in the morning. I don't know.
It sucks you even have to set an alarm. I mean, I guess it's either that or your kids wake you up. I know. So.
My kids don't wake me up.
It's kind of nice, actually.
I feel blessed.
Actually, that's nice.
I know. I don't know.
I retract what I said. I'm like trying to think. Oh, I know mine.
Okay.
Mine is that I don't just like do my dishes sight unseen. Like I leave them for sometimes too long.
Okay.
I would say that's my worst habit.
Yeah. Man. Okay.
Yeah. And Vince is also the dish doer. So it's like really rough when he's not home.
That is rough.
Yeah. I'm like, Vivi, when can you start doing Vivi. Those?
Vivi and Gail.
Not me getting them toddler dish gloves for Christmas.
Vivi, the piggy bank. You want to make money? Oh my gosh. That's yeah. So funny.
Oh, you know what Vince would say, though?
What?
This has to be the worst one.
What?
I'm sorry. I have to retract what I said. That is a bad one. I do not charge my phone.
Ooh, that one is bad.
I do not charge it. Like, yeah, I Haley's wake up.
Phone is constantly dead. She comes to my house. She's like, my phone's at 0.5%. Like, half of 1%.
Yeah, like, literally, she's not saying 50%. She's saying 0.5 of 0.5%. No, it's bad. I wake up and my phone's like 11% battery. And it's like, I just, my charger's right fucking there. Like, just plug it the fuck in. But I can't do it. I literally, there'll be, guys, this is so bad. There will be nights where I am falling asleep and I have the thought, plug in your fucking phone. And do I do it?
No.
No, I don't. It's not just like, oh, I forget. It's like, no, I just like choose not to. What is wrong with me?
We will be like, we need to make a TikTok. And Haley will be like, okay, which phone are we using? Oh, well, my phone's dead. Every time. Every time without fail, phone's dead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. That was really long, but yeah, that had to come up. That's definitely my worst habit.
So funny. Okay.
Wait, you didn't give one.
Yeah, I did. I said I hit the snooze button.
Oh, you suck.
I honestly don't know. Like bad habits.
I just feel like you and David are such habit people.
We are.
You guys have definitely like have a lot of really good habits.
Not me talking shit on David's OCD, but I'm also so OCD.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh my gosh. Like I'm just trying to think of like habits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I know.
That I have? I don't know.
Are you bad at like filling up your gas tank?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So good at that. We are so good at that.
I'm so
We are so responsible. I don't know.
I know. I don't know how.
No bad habits over here.
Yeah, I love it. Well, that's okay. We can snooze button's fine. I'm sure that's relatable to a lot of people. We'll let you get away with that one.
Thank you. Okay. All my right. brain doesn't work. Let's see. Where are we? Okay. What's your go-to swear word?
Fuck.
Just, yeah. Every time.
Yeah. Chelsea won't say it, but yeah. First two.
I won't say it, but. Yeah, but just know that easy. I do.
I don't know why that one just rolls right off the tongue, you know?
It just feels so good.
It does. It feels natural.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Do you wish your husbands would quit the military?
Oh my gosh. More times than not. More times than not.
Yeah.
Is all I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, there are definitely times I do, but I think like overall for like Vince's happiness and for our retirement and like other logical and financial reasons, like, no.
It's the retirement that pulls you through.
It's the retirement that pulls you through.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, doesn't mean it's not hard, but I think no. I don't wish he would quit. Plus, then I would think he was a quitter, so can't be having that.
Mm-mm. Do you believe women should have freedom to choose abortion?
Womp womp. We never talk about politics on this podcast.
Never. We don't believe in politics. I mean, if I'm just being like a million percent honest.
What people are asking for.
I mean, I do believe women should have the right to choose if they have an abortion or not. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that like I would ever get an abortion.
Yeah.
But I think that like totally women should have say over whatever happens to their body. I just really think that's their decision and their business.
Yeah.
And that's my answer.
Yeah. I definitely don't agree with like illegalizing abortion. Like I definitely think abortion should be legal. I have some maybe opinions on like maybe some stipulations, but I think overall, I think women should have the right to choose an abortion if they need it.
Yeah.
Or want it. Yeah, that's a sticky one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you divorce your husband if he cheated on you? I mean, my short answer is just yes.
Yeah.
I just personally, for me, I don't think that like I'm the type of person that could like ever move on.
Yeah.
From something like that.
Yeah.
It would just, I mean, I just know myself.
Yeah.
I know it would just like eat at me forever. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And I mean, that sucks. I wish I could be like the type of person that could, you know, move on from that and be stronger than that. But
yeah,
I just don't think I am. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's also not something I could ever get past. So I do think I would get divorced. Do you buy used clothing for yourselves or your children? Okay. So like secondhand.
Yeah. It's
called
like,
vintage now, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's vintage. Yeah. In this, it said like DI, kid to kid, like they had like specific examples.
Okay.
Honestly, like I have not. I mean, there have been times when I've like, I have bought clothes for my kids from DI before, actually.
Yeah, just like random,
but it's not like a normal occurrence. Like I don't like, if I'm like going shopping for my kids, I don't like go look in those places,
right?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Makes sense. But I mean, when Rowan was a baby, she got like tons of hand-me-downs. Mm-hmm. I think is like the same sort of situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against it. It's just not something I like normally do.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like buying secondhand in certain situations as well. I one thing is I will not take my kids anymore ever again, because if you are going shopping in places like that, you have to really search. And we cannot have the screaming children around us. Like, it is too stressful. So I won't do it in those situations. But, like, kid to kid in particular, I'll go to get my kids, like, winter jackets. Mm-hmm. Because you can get, like, nicer quality ones that are actually warm, but, like, for cheaper. Yeah, so there's, like, certain things that I will. And then, like, for myself, like, yeah, I've bought in a couple things from, like, Indie Clover. And, like, yeah, because they have, like, the name brand like Lululemon and stuff like that. So yeah, I will. Again, it's not like my first go-to either, but yeah, I think they can be fun places to go to.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, well, that was our last question.
Yeah.
So thank you to everyone that submitted a question. Thanks for making our Q&A happen.
Yeah, we had a lot of different questions going on there.
Yeah.
It's good. So.
Yeah, some fun ones. Hope we answered them well enough. I feel like I was blanking a lot, but
That's okay.
We did our best. Anyway, go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod. Follow us on TikTok. We're at twoblondes1pod. Give us a rate and review on the podcast. Next week, we will come to you more prepared with pop culture. We'll be back on our grind. With our TV shows. Yeah. Yeah. But we love you. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.